This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, JP, it's about the back end of free agency. You're starting to see some one-year deals, the veterans and everything. And I completely forgot that the Avery Woods had left to go to Philadelphia. Completely forgot about that. And now they bring in a new returner as far as Jamal Agnew, guys that's been around the league, has done these different things. Does that put him as, you know, probably – prime one to be the returner? And is he just strictly a punt returner, or is he both?
I think so. Well, yeah, he'll be the punt returner. As for who's returning the kicks, I guess it matters more now than it used to, but it's such like a you just don't really like think about the kick return aspect of special teams game right. as much because of the way the game has changed. But yeah, I mean, I expect him, like, his signing is that he's going to come in and be the returner. Frankly, that Avery was not last year, coming off of a torn ACL that he suffered in OTAs in 2023. So that's unfortunate for Avery, but I think the thing about Jamal Agnew is that not only is he that returner, who I think he will be the kick returner and the punt returner, but he at least also fills another role for you as a receiver, which Avery just was never able to do, and understandably so. I mean, he was a converted cornerback coming from college, and, you know, in Arthur Smith's offense, they did have some wrinkle plays for him, but that was in an offense that was a lot kind of less developed with less playmakers at that point in time, talking back in, like, 2022, than it does now. So he kind of was getting phased out, and I think at least Jamal Agnew brings with him the return ability, but also the ability to be a solid backup, I think, specifically for Ray McCloud and that kind of S role that he has in this offense as the motion guy and the guy who's going to take some of those jet sweeps and do some more creative things with. So I think that the benefit of Agnew is, you know, whatever you get that's better than Avery Williams is great in the return game, but also he does fill some depth for you in that receiving room as well that I don't think Avery did as much.
What does the signing of Jordan Fuller mean? I mean, I know he played with Carolina last year, but he's familiar with Raw. What does that just signify, that, you know, he's going to pencil in as a safety starting next to Jesse Bates, or is it more or less they're going to maybe – I know Malachi Sark's probably off the board with this pick, but what does that signal as far as his signing for the Falcons?
Yeah, I think – you know what I think that this signals is how much faith that this coaching staff has. Or I don't know about faith, but how much potential that this coaching staff thinks that DeMarco Helms has, honestly. Because I think that – what this signing says, I mean, like, Jordan Fuller, great Buckeye, of course. I've got to give him a shout-out for that. But, you know, he is kind of a league-average replacement kind of player. But I think that, you know, they're happy to bring in that kind of player to compete with DeMarco Helms. And I think that, honestly, the coaching staff would love to see DeMarco Helms kind of win that job. But I think that it's going to be more of a battle between those two guys as to who plays next to Jesse Bates in the safety role. And, you know, you have like free safeties and strong safeties, and I think that kind of dynamic has gone out the window a little bit here in the last 5 years or so, where you just need both of your safeties to be able to do a lot, and that's what I see out of all three of these guys is, you know, they're not – well, obviously Jesse Bates is pretty much great in every area. The other two, I think Hellums has some – you know, he's more of a hitter, more of a tackler, so is Jordan Fuller. But I think that, you know, you have more well-rounded guys who can play in a lot of two high safety shells, and which is, I think, what we expect to see because that's just kind of becoming the dominant defensive idea that's taking place around the league.
Since we're talking about the Buckeyes, Joe, I think I let you know your boy Nick Buzak is currently getting dominated by Drake Ayala at the wrestling quarterfinals. Just wanted to update you on that. Joe Patrick joining us on the WaitFor.com hotline, Atlanta Falcons reporter for 92.9 The Game. Joe, kind of a similar question in the reverse, really. With Lorenzo Carter leaving, what does that maybe mean in terms of the draft? You add the safety. A lot of people say that takes Malachi Starks off the board. Now you lose Lorenzo Carter. Just another reason that 15 looks like it's a pass rusher?
I think so. And it's a little bit different because I think you do have Braylon Trice coming back. So you're planning on getting some production there. And I think that it makes sense to kind of phase Lorenzo Carter off the team at this point, considering, you know, his age and where this team is and the young players behind him like Braylon Trice, they can develop. But, you know, and they signed Leonard Floyd. But, you know, I think that there's obviously still room for another edge defender on this team because that's just like a position where you kind of want to just stock up as much talent as possible. And especially if you've got an opportunity to pick in the middle of the first round in a draft that is kind of stocked full of a lot of potential, great potential in these pass rushers, that you got to take those shots and try to get as many of them, rostered as possible, because it's very hard to find those types of players. Otherwise, you know, it's hard to, you don't see top defensive ends come up in free agency much other than guys who are kind of at the ends of their careers who are signing for shorter term deals because teams don't want to let those kinds of players go. So that's why I've been kind of gung-ho on the Falcons taking that shot. And I kind of see it similar to what the team did at quarterback last year, where they obviously make these two big moves to make sure that they were covered in that position. Ultimately, they are covered in that position, but I don't think it's the way they wanted it to go. But I think that at edge, you can play more than one of those at a time. So it makes all more sense to just, you know, devote as many resources as possible so that you can get this pass rush straightened out. And then, Abe, just to like kind of vamp on this topic of the pass rush, I'll be interested to see how the culture of that room develops now that especially Grady Jarrett has moved on. It feels like there's an opportunity for this Falcons defense to kind of reinvent itself in a way that is younger and just kind of more, you know, us against the world. There's not a lot of prestigious talent here, but we all feel like we have the opportunity to go out and prove people wrong. And, you know, you need talent to do that. And so I expect the team to obviously add in that department in this draft, especially with their first pick.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.